And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And with me this morning is Chris Allen, a double bass artist with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival. And they are holding their fourth annual Louisiana Jazz Camp at the end of June this year, with their early bird registration happening now. And Chris Allen is with me this morning. Thanks for joining me this morning, Chris. And you've got an interesting lineup.
Yes, I do. I have Andrew Powers is a returning teacher coach, and Nicholas Palmer is also returning from last year. And we hope to be adding more if we have more students apply for us.
So now you're going through your early registration this year, and this is the fourth annual one, right? So you have turned this into quite a little jazz camp for the young people.
That's right. We still would like to see attendance pick up a little better than it has been, but that's what we're working on right now.
Well, tell folks who is eligible for these camps right now.
It's open to middle school, high school, and as well as college level students. Generally, I can bend the rules on some things as far as age goes. I have an adult student that I might try to get in there, and he's considered college level. But anybody who's interested in learning and playing better jazz and keeping the jazz alive in our area.
And also for those who, their kids may be studying symphonic music, they may be, really interested in pop music. Give us an idea of the aspect of improvisation that can play into just about any art form. And you can take that with you, because really improvisation is a musical conversation, a stream of consciousness kind of conversation.
It is. Making up ideas as you go. Like as if Mozart or Bach did in the old days when they were just piddling around on the keyboard, Jazz is so important. There's a lot of classical musicians that don't have a very good concept of improvisation. This is something that can really open up new worlds for them and give them a whole new meaning to music and creating music.
Now, do they have to come with some understanding of written music or some ability to read a score, or are you going to work them through at kind of a beginner's level? Where do they need to be at in order to get in?
The student must have their own instrument. We don't supply instruments. We have worked it out. If there's a problem, you just need to let us know. But you're generally required to have your own instrument. You also must have completed at least 1 year on that instrument, so you have a little bit of a knowledge on it, and preferably more than 1 year. Right. But, we're open to people who are just getting started on it. And they must have a knowledge of some major and minor scales on that instrument. And that's important to learning improvisation. Without any concept to your scales, and it's kind of hard to teach how to play improvisation on certain notes of the scale.
So now, if you were to look at the underlying mission of both the Summer Music Festival and this jazz camp, what would you get into as far as your mission statement?
Well, the jazz camp is committed to supporting the next generation of jazz lovers and enthusiasts in fostering and preserving Louisiana musical culture and heritage. We're trying to keep jazz alive in our area. I know sometimes as a performing jazz musician, it's kind of hard to keep a regular restaurant thing going with just strictly jazz. And
right.
A lot of it's getting lost in our area. Maybe not so much as New Orleans or Baton Rouge or some of the areas south, but it's so important to Louisiana as our culture and our heritage, to keep that going.
And really, that is kind of the foundation of this entire, area, the jazz and blues.
That's
right. That rich heritage of music that comes from this area. So now at the end, for those students thinking about getting involved in this, at the end of each week, you're going to be giving them a chance to do their Jazz Cats concert.
That's right. On Friday, at the end of the work week, they will have their Jazz Cats concert on Friday, 7 o'clock in the student theater here on campus. And then we encourage them all to take part in coming and attending the faculty concert, which happens the following Saturday after that Friday.
And so at that Jazz Cat concert, they'll actually get a chance to get up on stage and try a little bit of that musical conversation,
yeah.
That stream of consciousness kind of, feeding off of each other and that creative impulse that goes along
That's
with
right.
that. That's
right. No matter what notes come out, it's going to be jazz.
There you go. So now every year you also have a lot of people supporting you. Where's your support coming from this year?
A lot of it is coming from private individuals. We get some concert program sponsors for people who want their ads in the program from different restaurants and different places. We try to get a lot of the band directors and school music teachers to be very supportive of it. Of course, that only betters their students in their jazz programs at school to have more experience and a hands-on training with jazz.
So you got any final thoughts that you want to share with folks today?
If you have any interest in jazz at all, please don't let this pass by. I know some people have found out about it after the fact, and they wish they had known about it sooner. So this is my way of getting word out to everybody by being here today. Also, I'll be going around to the music stores and the schools, you know, to try to spread the word that we got this going on.
And so we have an early bird deadline this Saturday, which is the 30th, and then the next deadline is going to be May 31st, and that's also a slightly reduced rate for that deadline.
If you want to save some money, then the idea is to get it in as soon as you can, and if you can get it in by the end of April here, then you will be getting the early bird special number one price, which is $140 per week. The actual tuition is $160. So the second early bird special will be the end of May, May 31st, and you can save $10 off that price, which is $150.
And what is your final deadline?
If you're really not sure you can do the schedule or 1 week or both weeks, then you can wait to the last minute, like I do sometimes. And that deadline is June 15th. All right. If you do miss that deadline, you can always get a hold of me on the website or on the hotline this year and let me know your problem, and I'll see what I can do to squeeze you in.
All right. Chris, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
That was Chris Allen, a double bass artist with the Shreveport Summer Music Festival and also the Shreveport Symphony. And they are holding their fourth annual Louisiana Jazz Camp from June 20th through June 25th and also from June 27th through July 2nd. There's two different camps. Early bird registration ends this Saturday, April 30th, and you can learn more by going to ShreveportMusicFestival.com on the website, or you can call 318-626-7996. That's 318-626-7996. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.